Hello, and this is my audio recording identifying a specific instance where I have experienced a student with behavioral issues. First of all, let me explain that we at my school use a system called PBIS, Positive Behavior Interventions and Support. It is a preventative method that focuses on stopping behavior through the positive intervention beforehand. And what we do is we have coyote bucks that we give out whenever we see positive behavior happening, and we look for those positive behaviors and we look for the opportunities to pass these coyote bucks out. And then the students are able to go and purchase privileges and little items from our coyote store with these coyote bucks. It seems to be very effective generally, and very specifically, I have a student in my class who has medical issues and is on medication for ADHD. And when he writes and when he shows me his papers, I can literally see him vibrate. It takes everything that he has to try to stay seated, to try to not to blurt out, to try to control himself and his emotions. So what we have done is we have used and looked for opportunities to use the positive behavior interventions and supports with him in particular. And also, previously, I have taken him aside and spoken to him about certain behaviors that we would focus on for our time. For example, at this moment, we're focusing on him not blurting. So whenever I see him raise his hand, instead of just shouting out, he's given a coyote buck. Also, if he starts to blurt out, I'll give him a look, and he has been able to go then and help his been able to rein it in and stop himself and wait until he's called on. I consider that valiant effort. And so that does speak to its effectiveness. He has other behaviors. For example, when he gets upset or frustrated, he will just leave the classroom. I have learned in these cases to give him some space, inform the office that he has left, but once he returns, because he usually has just gone to the bathroom or gone to the playground for a time to cool off and calm down, we talk privately about how that is inappropriate. And the principal has talked with him too about that particular behavior. But we move on. If he has had the capacity to rein it in and come back to schooling, then I believe that I should have that capacity as well. And to carry on in our instruction and not to hold it against him in any way. I believe these have been effective also because they make us a team, him and I, to a team that is battling a problem, which is blurting out or losing his temper and just walking out. Instead of me against him, and then that's just more a battle of wills, or that is a battle of personalities, and that is ineffective. I believe that these strategies have been helpful. They give him a better sense of self and a sense of accomplishment. And I would definitely use these strategies again.